92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I read an article recently that right off the top had me laughing. The first line of it says, once the COVID-19 crisis is properly behind us. How do you keep a straight face at that point, really? But anyway, at some point in the potentially not too distant future, there's going to be a huge surge in people traveling again. And they're going to be going all kinds of places, like Paris and London and Park Ridge, New Jersey. Some will even be heading for space. There's a group called the Gateway Foundation and Orbital Assembly Corporation. I didn't know they existed either. Anyway, they are waist deep into a project building the first ever commercial space station. It's going to be called Voyager Station. And it will be a hotel in space, complete with artificial gravity and a capacity for 400 guests per night. Initial construction is already underway here on Earth, and they say that assembly in space could be starting in 2025. Okay, so what are you going to be able to do on Voyager Station? They're going to have several restaurants and bars, spas and gyms, movie theaters, and whatever else they can come up with to adapt for space. Seems like a long way to go to see a movie, though. You know, it's all very nice, well, and good, but couldn't that money be put towards something useful and maybe solve some of the hundreds of problems we have right here on Earth? Who are we building this hotel space station for? Elite rich people? It's just another glowing example of how we just have our priorities completely out of whack.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.